We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Spirits down.
Beamidge and Finley.
Get off the streets.
30-year anniversary of Super Bowl 26. We've been celebrating all day. If you've missed any of our interviews, you're nuts. But if you have, check out the podcast or you can go to Odyssey app, hit the rewind button. We talked with Joe Gibbs, Gary Clark, Jimmy Johnson just called in, David Aldridge from The Athletic. Don't forget, it's also the season for BetQL's Giving Props, a weekly free-to-play contest that runs throughout the playoffs. Go to BetQL.com/props to sign up. 10 prop bets around this weekend's games. Person with the most correct picks wins $2,000. Just by signing up, you're automatically entered into a random grand prize drawing for $10,000. Check out BetQL.com/props.
I like that.
Right now, let's go to the BetQL guest line. Welcome in three-time Super Bowl champion,
the man,
linebacker, Mr. Monty Coleman. Monty, 30 years ago today, you held your third Lombardi. How are you, sir?
I'm well. How are y'all?
We're doing good, man. I've been listening. I tell people, always think I'm crazy, Monty, but you know what? There's one guy I never, ever tried to cross was the guy that had the 25-inch arms, and that's you, sir.
Well, they're not there now, Brian, believe me.
Hey, that team, though, you were the guy. I told him you were like E.F. Hutton. When you talk, people listen. You know, you were the senior vet on that team. People looked up to you and respected you. What was your role that year, 1991, for that football team?
Whoa, that's a great question. My role was just to make sure that everyone was prepared, Brian, pretty much, to just make sure everyone was prepared.
Yeah,
to be myself, make sure I led by leading, and it was just a fun season, man. It made it easy to be able to be a senior veteran. With a bunch of guys like yourself and other guys, Andre Collins and people like that, to be on the team.
You know, man, I tell a story how when we were going through those winning one, winning two, winning three, getting to seven, and you basically had the mindset we could be up at halftime. You're like, we're 0-0, we got to win the second half. We're just 0-0, we haven't started the season yet. And I was wondering, like, what? We winning a lot of games. He say we 0-0. But I caught on to it as you went, where you wanted to make sure nobody got complacent. And I think that's the reason we were able to go 11 games straight before losing one.
Well, it like I said, it made it very easy because we were a very manageable team, a team that listened to the veteran players, a team that was hungry to win and wanted to win. And it was easy, Brian. But, you know, being around, had been around for a while, I knew that at any given time, the tides could turn. And regardless of how many games we had won, how we were playing in that game the first half, it could easily turn. And I was part of my responsibility as a veteran was to make sure that we didn't let anything slip away from us and regret it.
Talking with Redskins great linebacker Monty Coleman here on the Beamish and Finley program. Monty, there's not a lot of people that have an NFL career span three different decades. What was the secret to your longevity with Washington?
Well, I definitely give a lot of credit to my coaching staff and the players that I played with. The other thing was my work ethic, I believe. My philosophy was I wasn't going to let anyone outwork me on the field or off the field. And I think that paid off. I really do. But just to be able to play with the guys that I play with, like B. Mitch, it made it fun to be able to play as long as I did. And it was second to none.
You know, I got here in 1990, and I grew up in a family with five boys and two girls, and I understand the family feel. That's the first thing I noticed when I walked in the door, that these dudes really care about each other. And every time I look at teams now, I've been on this radio now for over 20 years, when I look at guys and look at football teams, I look at how close they are. And I can tell you if they're going to be a good team for a moment or they're going to be a good team for a long time. But that team right there, I felt that they were going to be successful because everybody seemed to truly care about each other and didn't want to let the other person down.
And I think that's a big, big part of it, Brian. You know, we had our goals as individuals. We had our ambitions as individuals. But the team came first over all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think what you just said means a whole lot. And a lot of the players today could learn from that the team comes first. The team came first in 91. And because of that, I think we were successful. And, man, that rung a bell with me.
You are on three different Super Bowl championship teams. What's the distinct difference or the similarities in those three different teams that you won on?
In 82, we were just hungry. We went through a strike year. It was a shortened season, and we were just hungry. And then when we got there, we knew what to do. And then we went back, and we lost to the Raiders, of course, in 83. And we were complacent. We were better than what we really were. Actually, that was the best football team I ever played on in 83, that team there. We just rolled through people. But we were cocky.
Mm.
And then we went back in 87 and then 91. It was one of those deals where we weren't going to let another team beat us. Regardless of if it was a playoff, it was a regular season, it was a Super Bowl. We weren't going to let anyone beat us. And we had a mission and we stuck to it.
So, Monty, you think the 83 team was better than the 91 team that did win the Super Bowl?
Yes, I do.
Wow.
Yes, I do.
And that 83 team, I just pulled this up, only two losses in the regular season by a combined 2 points.
Wow.
That's right.
That's pretty wild.
Dude, we rolled through people that year, and going back-to-back, you know, that meant something to us. And we just got complacent, I believe. I think we were a better team. We went into the first Super Bowl in 82. We were underdogs to the Miami Dolphins. And then we come back with the Raiders because we went two years in a row, we were favorite. And we actually lost two games, and both of them were Monday night games, if my memory served me right. We lost by 1 point. And in both of those games, and we were a good football team. The 91 team was very, very special. That was a special team. I don't even know if we knew coming into the season that we were going to go to the Super Bowl that year, but we knew once we started playing that we had the potential to make it, and we did, of course.
Monty, I received the itinerary from the Super Bowl that year, and Coach Gibbs, in being such a great motivator and knowing how to keep people from getting a little hyped, at the top of the thing, he didn't even say Super Bowl. He said playoff game number three, okay?
Yes.
And you remember, he took us to this. I still don't know where the hell we stayed the night before the game.
I don't have a clue.
But you look at that type of thing where he did these little things that never allowed you to get overwhelmed by the moment because he played it down. But taking us out to that hotel that night, I think it was the best thing in the world because You had nothing to do but talk to your teammates, meet, go to sleep, and be ready to play a football game.
And he was also smart but doing that, Brian, because you remember at the hotel, there was a lot of fans there.
Yeah.
There was a lot of fans that easily could have been a distraction for us. And for him to do what he did by moving us from that hotel that we were originally at to some place that no one knows where we went to, I think that was ingenious of him.
We should have a reunion at that hotel if we can find it, if it's still there.
Probably tore that thing down by now.
Yeah, it's probably gone.
Might have just fallen over in a stiff wind.
I
think they opened that up just for us that night.
Didn't you and Art go ice fishing while we were up there?
Yeah, we did. Me, him, Ernest Biner, and Chip Lowmiller. Chip was from up in Minnesota.
Yeah.
And we went ice fishing, and we didn't catch nothing, but it was an experience. I tell you what, it's fun. I do a lot of fishing still, but when Chip set this thing up, it was all fine and good until we started to get off the road to ride out in our truck.
On the ice?
On the ice.
Oh, my Lord.
Yeah.
That's great. That would scare me.
There was a lot of folks out there, yeah. Then, you know, my gut started to rumble a little bit when we rolled off the road to ride on this ice.
I bet. Monty, working with Brian Mitchell is an incredible experience. What was it like as a veteran with Super Bowl rings to watch this little loudmouth, short, fast, strong kid from Louisiana come in and I imagine just cause a whole lot of ruckus as soon as he arrived? What was it like playing with B. Mitch?
B. Mitch was a professional from the beginning. Even though he was boisterous, he talked and he was loud. But you knew, as veteran players, that when the rookies come in, you gravitate to the ones that you think can help your football team. So everyone gravitated toward B. Mitch because they knew that this man had a lot of talent. If we can get him to shut up. had lots of talent, and he could help this football team. And he came right in and contributed. And from training camp on, we knew that he was going to be a part of this football team, regardless of where he came from, regardless of his background. He was a quarterback, and we knew that he was going to help this football team. So it was very easy to play with B. Mitch. B. Mitch brought his A game every single game, every single game. He talked a good game, and he's kind of like, I compare him to Muhammad Ali. You know, a lot of people didn't like Ali because of his way of talking, but Ali backed it up, and that's what I'll say about B. Mitch. B. Mitch talked a lot, but he backed it up.
That sounds like the guy I know. Monty, I want to say, just as somebody who grew up watching you and your consistency, there's a picture. So down in the across from the locker room in FedEx Field, there's this room that used to be kind of like a gathering spot for super high rollers. And in the COVID era, when they've had to spread everybody out, I think they put some assistant coaches in there now. And there's a picture of you walking off the field at RFK Stadium with a fist in the air and holding your helmet. And I look at that picture every time I sneak my way down into that room. And I just remember it. To me, it personifies a lot of what the great teams here were about. And certainly your consistency and the longevity of your career and just your incredible ability on the field.
Professionalism.
I mean, there's so many fans that loved you and love you on a level that's hard to explain. And just on behalf of them and people in this area, just want to say thanks, man.
Well, you know what? I said this when I retired, that there's no fans like the RFK fans. And I'm dreaming of the day that we can get back to those fans and the team all supporting each other the way we did. And I thank you for that compliment. You know, it was very easy to play, to give it up on the field and off the field during my tenure with the Redskins because of the fans, because of my teammates, because of the coaches. It was very easy to discipline myself. You know, there's two types of pain when I was coaching, I used to tell my football team there's two types of pain. There's the pain of discipline, and there's the pain of regret. And I don't regret any of my career with the Redskins. Everything that I did was for the Redskins. If I can use the word, yeah, I can use the word. That's why I played for the Redskins.
We're using it today. Monty, let me ask you that then. Is it going to be tough for you when there's an officially a new name next week?
No, not really. Not really. You know, during my tenure, I played with the Redskins. And if anyone asks me, did you play with the Redskins? I'll say yes. Now, I respect the change of name, and I respect everything that it stands for. But for me, I played with the Redskins. I didn't play with the Washington football team, even though today I call them the Washington football team until next week. But I played with the Redskins.
Gotcha. Monty, we sincerely appreciate your time.
Appreciate
anything
you, brother.
You want people to check out that you're doing nowadays?
Well, yeah, I work for an after-school tutoring program, and it's a nonprofit, and we're tutoring kids with this COVID and made with virtual and just the inability to go to school right now. It's hard on our students. So I joined this group as executive director. And if you want to check us out, we at PBSOAR,
okay.
PBSOAR.com. And if anyone want to make a donation to the organization, it's a very worthwhile organization. We're dealing with 8th graders to 12th graders. And we're helping them make sure that they don't get lost in this educational field.
Sounds good. Monty, thank you so
appreciate
much,
you, Monty.
Man.
Make sure you really tell your vet I said hi, man.
I will be.
All right, brother.
Thank you so
all
much.
Right,
thank you so much, brother.
Love you.
All right,
love
man. Love you too, brother. Gotcha, baby.
Yes, sir.
Legendary Washington football team linebacker Monty Coleman. If you don't know, you need to know. Go do some research.
That dude is for real, brother.
What'd you say, 255 with a 34?
251 pounds, 36-inch waist. I haven't seen 36 waist since I was in college.
We're going to open the phone lines up next. Plus, I don't know that enough people know the story of the first kickoff in that Super Bowl. B. Mitchell, tell it next.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
So much drama in the
LBC. Be Mitchell Finley, 106.7, The Fan. Look. Keep coming up with funky yes,
like every single day.
What a show today.
Oh, geez.
If you've missed anything, Joe Gibbs at 11, Gary Clark at noon, David Aldridge joined us at 12:30. Jimmy Johnson scored 2 touchdowns for the 1991 Washington Redskins. Just called in, just say what's up. Cody was like, hey, B, I think your teammate's on line one. Monty Coleman, which if you're my age, you understand what a legend that dude was. Certainly Brian understands being teammates with him.
Mm-hmm.
Just an incredible day. We've made a point of not trying to compare then to now because we all are cognizant of the Grand Canyon-sized gap between then and now and when playoffs and Super Bowls were the expectation rather than a pipe dream. It's been fun. It's been fun to have just a positive vibes only show. The phone lines are packed. We're going to try to get through all these phone lines. Mm-hmm. Then what I want to do, I don't know that you've told the story of the first kick in that game. I'm sure some people know it. There's no chance Cody knows it. We're going to tell that. We got heard it here first. We're going to go to these phone lines right now. What number did you want me to go to? Six. I can count to six. John is in Annapolis.
Can you?
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. John, what up, man?
Hey, man. I'm going to break down. Jeez. Like I told your guy, Monty Coleman, I mean, that was the best. Sorry, man. It's emotional. I mean, the pride that guy had being a Redskin, and it's just not like that anymore. And I just closed my eyes, and I just imagined back before you guys got to introduce Brian, he'd hold that helmet up in the air. And, dude, special, and you don't get that anymore. I just want to thank you guys for that.
Appreciate you, brother.
Hey, John, thank you so much.
And it makes me mad that now I got two younger sons, and they don't know what that was about back then. I just wish it could go back like it was, but I guess we'll see what happens, man. Sorry for crying on there, but man,
you're good,
great.
Man.
You're good, bud. Thank you.
Don't worry, my eyes been sweating all week.
Yeah, I thought we were going to lose me a couple of times here.
But like the thing,
Monty almost lost me talking to him.
Monty would raise up that helmet, and I wasn't joking about his arm being like 25 inches. When he raised that thing up, you saw that, yeah, right there, you knew. But like I was telling JP just now, when you listen to him talk, he kind of had that Teddy Pendergrass sound, his voice.
Sure.
Yeah.
Keep the phones going here. Let's go to Mike in Virginia. Mike, you got a story about Monty?
Oh, yeah, guys. So when I was younger, I guess it was the late 80s, early 90s, my dad actually sold Monty Coleman a car. It was an old Ram Charger we had. And so back then he gave my dad a check. And my dad goes to the bank and tries to cash it. And the people are like, nope, this check's no good. So, of course, I was young and my dad's like, takes the check back. He's all mad. He calls him, you know, and at that time, I think he owned I'd Rather Be Fishing, a restaurant. So he told us to meet him up there, and I'm thinking I'm going up there with my dad because, you know, we're going to get the money from this dude. And I saw this guy. Good gracious. I was in the car. I got out like we was going to do something. You know, I was probably only like 10 years old or something. But, I was going to help my dad whatever way I could. Man, he came out of there. Oh, my goodness. B. Mitch is right. His arms was about as big around as my waist, man. This dude came out there, and I was like, I'm back in the car. But long story short, he took us to the bank. He said, follow me. Took us over to the bank and went in there, got the manager of the bank. He brings him out there and makes the manager of the bank apologize to us. Give
that guy
him
probably
money.
Saw his, banks too, his arms, too. Thank you for the call.
Oh, yeah.
Appreciate you, dude.
Yeah.
It was a lot of fun back then. Let's talk to Chris. Chris,
yeah, banking was different back then, though.
Chris is out in San Diego. What's up, Chris?
What's up, B-Mitch and JP?
What's up, brother?
I'm 28, so I barely missed it. But my dad brought me up. He taught me about the fun bunch, taught me about the posse. And, he used to work at RFK during the 80s. And so he's seen every Super Bowl. And I'm just – I don't want to compare it to today, but if we ever get back to close to that level and win a bowl, I guarantee you I'm going to cry, like, bad. So thanks for taking my call. All right,
appreciate you, pal. Thank you for listening, man.
Just say your eyes going to be sweating. That's the way you get past that. Yeah.
Let's go to Vernon in Woodbridge. Vernon, you are on the MGM National Harbor listener line.
Hi, fellas. How you doing, JP? B. Mitch?
How you doing, great, man?
B. Mitch, last time I talked to you was over at Tiger Woods tournament over there. But back in the day when y'all was in this, you know, going back and forth and things like that, my father used to drive y'all on the bus. I don't know if you remember that. A little short guy with curly hair.
I vaguely remember what you're talking about, yeah.
Okay, well, back in them days and stuff, just watching, I was a kid and stuff like that, probably 14 something, and my dad used to always take y'all to the airport and back to the Redskin Park and everything, and my father always told me, he said, son, I've never seen a football player like B. Mitch, the way he plays and the way he hustles, and he didn't take no crap out of nobody. And him telling me that and got to meet people and things, like, you know, he told me, like, Daryl Green, like Monty Coleman. Monty Coleman actually married a girl up there in Fauquier County. She lived right down the road where my uncle lived at. You remember that? Because they used to go hunting up there.
Yeah, he hunt all the time. I was telling JP,
thank you for the call.
I said his wife is absolutely beautiful. And when I first met her, I was like, are you related to Jane Kennedy? Because she looked just like Jane Kennedy to me.
Let's go to Charlie, our guy Charlie in College Park. Charles, what's up, bud?
Gentlemen, great show. Glad you guys did
this.
Two things, real quick. I'll try to keep it quick. I lived in Bethesda in the late 80s, early 90s. I was playing ball still at the tail end of my less than illustrious career. And I try to be home for sure on Sundays in the afternoons. You know, we played and then I tried to get home and I didn't want to miss any games. But lived in the old apartments on Bradley Boulevard in Bethesda.
Okay.
Nasty old apartments with you know, pull up windows. And on Sundays during that season, that team and the games they played, it was electric, and especially the Super Bowl game. It was incredible. I mean, the whole Washington area, as you probably remember, Brian, and JP, if you weren't aware then, everybody was united. If his team wins, this area gets united. Black, white, Jewish, Catholic, you name it. Everybody starts talking Redskins. Like somebody else said before, you see the colors. You see the flag. You see this. You see that. Everybody gets the Jonah on the Cowboys. I remember the windows being thrown open that Sunday for Super Bowl. And every time Washington would score, the whole place would erupt. The whole court of apartments, you could hear yelling and screaming. That's how it was back then. I mean, it was incredible. It was... As somebody used to say, it was electric. The atmosphere was absolutely electric around Washington. And B. Mitch, I want to thank you and all those players and all those coaches, the whole organization for that time, because for those of us who have played and those of us who think we know something, and most people I feel call in don't have squat understanding of what it takes. The amount of talent you people had and the work you put in and the dedication and the focus, people don't know how hard that is to match. How to build up to that and how to sustain it and the sacrifice it takes. And you leave your body after you finish playing, you know, you've ruined your body. And to achieve something like that is be as great as you were, thank you very much for what you gave us.
Thank you, Charlie. Charlie's right. I mean, I've talked about this plenty of times before that my family was in the bar business. My dad was a bartender, later bought the bar when I was probably 10. And the Skins were just the great unifier. It'd be...
Oh, yeah.
Lawyers and plumbers and lobbyists and electricians all sitting down drinking beer talking about the Redskins. And that's how I grew up to love this team and watch them go on to great, great things. When we come back, B. Mitch tells a story about the first kick in that game that I think most people have no idea even happened. Ready to rock. What happened in the kickoff of Super Bowl 26, Brian?
Well, they kicked it off, and we returned the kick, and then get tackled, and it's TV wasn't ready. Brad Deluiso kicked the ball before they gave him a signal.
They were in commercial, right?
Yeah, and then we had to do it over. So the question is, what if we had caught that ball and returned it for a touchdown?
What the hell is everybody's reaction when you have to do over? Think about how fast your heart is going for the kickoff of the Super Bowl. And then you're like, oh, sorry, do over. Are you kidding me?
So do it over. And then I think it was a touchback. I think the second one was a touchback to Ricky Irving.
And they weren't kicking to you.
They were trying to kick away from me because that year I had a good year.
Yeah.
I mean, I led the league in punt returns. And like I said, some people are the guys who do all the electrifying and whatever. We coming straight at you. And they say, well, nah, he's not going to get it. We're going to kick it at 32. They kick it to Ricky. I'm like, well, dude had Rose Bowl MVP. He can get it done, too, now. You know, but it was strange. And then I that game for me, and I'll say this one quick. When we came out of the tunnel, and all my life I've seen the Super Bowl, and you see the camera flashes. And as soon as I walked out, I saw the camera flashes. And I don't think I remember anything. At first, I did not know. I was in a zone, like a trance, until after the second kickoff. I was in a trance, dude. And like all of a sudden, I come through, like everything was just quiet. And then all of a sudden, I started hearing stuff again. You know what I'm saying? It was one of those moments, like, I'm sitting there going, what the hell is going on? I can't hear. I'm talking and I couldn't hear myself.
It's crazy.
And then all of a sudden, boom, it changed up and rest is history.
The rest is history. Taking this call real quick from Deshaun, last call of the day. Deshaun, what's up, man?
Hello.
What's up,
hello,
man? How you doing?
Oh, hey, fellas, what's going on? Hey, look, man, look, this is just an unexplainable feeling. Me and Mitch, I'm 53, man. Me and you, you know, me and you rolled out around the same time.
Yep.
Boy. This here, what you guys are doing, man, forget Dan. This is what needs to be done before you change the name. This is something, you know, this is something that has to happen. You know, you know how if somebody passes away in your family, it hurts. But the thing is you know you got to keep going because the kids will never understand. That team meant was like brothers to us. You know, that's what free agency did. It ruined that type of situation for the fan. We weren't fans. We were brothers. This team grew up and raised us as a city. Man, you got people crying because that's what happens when a brother, you know what I'm saying, disappears or whatever the case may be when you remember it. That's how close this team was to this city. People, some folks don't understand that. They'll never understand it. You just not be Mitch on the radio. Dude, you talking about a situation where you were a brother. All you guys, Marty, Dexter, Riggins, oh, come on, man. You weren't just people we saw on TV every day. Man, we was rooting for you guys in life. Mm. You know what I'm saying?
Yo, thank you, Deshaun. Appreciate that call, man. Appreciate that call.
Yeah.
Grant and Danny coming up next. They're going to keep everything going to celebrate the 30th anniversary of Super Bowl 26, the Washington football team. They're going to be talking to Mark Schlereth, Joe Jacoby, Frank Herzog, Mark Rippon at 6 p.m.
Frank Herzog.
Touchdown, Washington Redskins. It was simple, but it was iconic.
Yep.
Right now, time for the boys. If anyone deserves to be hot, it's Brian Mitchell. Let's hear Heard It Here first. Code Mode, haven't heard much from you today. Did you learn anything today, Cody?
Lot of history in this town. Lot of it.
Was it cool?
It was awesome.
Good. That's what I mean. I hope for young folks that listen to the program, that's how they felt. Because I feel like it was an important one to do.
All right, so we got JP here. Went 1-1. Was 1-1 now after his Rutgers money line.
I bet against my own Turtles, and that's what I deserve. Mm-hmm.
Not smart. B. Mitch hit a parlay. He's 3-0 on the week, and he's in the driver's seat. Mullins.
Really?
Yep. Mullins hit his pick. He's 2-0 on the week after cheating on Monday.
What? You did cheat.
I did it.
And I missed my parlay because the Wizards had an epic collapse, so I'm 0-2.
What a mess the Wiz are. Right. I mean, did you hear what Kuzma went hard? He said, man, you can't lose to a team when you're up 35 and they're trying to throw the game.
Yeah.
They didn't even play anybody.
He's right. You can't. You shouldn't. It happened, though. Complacency.
Damn, I can't even take the Caps tonight because they're desperate. They're over minus 200. All right. Who's ready for a pick tonight?
I'll go first here. We've got the Cavs plus 4 versus the Bucks and the Grizzlies money line at the Spurs. Parlay it up. Lock it in.
Can I take the Phoenix Suns? What's their money line? What's their, not money line, but the spread, minus 2.
Minus 2.
All right. I want the Phoenix Suns over the Utah Jazz.
What do you got, Landfill?
I want Florida-Tennessee basketball over 131.
I'll take the Pacers at home plus 2 points. Listen, we got Grant and Danny coming your way next. They are doing plenty of celebrating of the Washington football team's 30-year anniversary. I want to say this sincerely to my big bro, my partner in crime, Mr. Brian Mitchell. Today was fun, man.
It was.
Today was one of those days that you can't do all the time, but it's a team and an event that deserves celebration and recognition, and I believe and hope we did that well today, mm-hmm. and you are deserved a huge thank you because I kept bugging you to call this guy and call that guy and hey, get Coach Gibbs. Talking to Coach Gibbs carries with it such weight.
A lot of weight.
Talking to Monty Coleman to me was was nearly as cool. And Gary Clark is just so funny, and having Jimmy Johnson call in, that stuff doesn't just happen, man. No. It happens because I think I was talking to CK about this. CK's our boss.
Mm-hmm.
And it's how many former players can get their coach on the phone at any point? Get former coaches on the phone at any point. And you think about B. Mitch for all of his, you know, fist fighting teammates, and he's a tough guy and he'll run you over and feed you the shoulder pads. You can get Gibbs or Andy Reid on the line anytime. And I am really excited. I am hopeful that another guy I know you're friends with, I think Byron Leftwich might be a head coach by the time we're on the air tomorrow.
I may have to move.
There's a reason you have a Super Bowl ring. There's a reason you have all these contacts. And I want you to know that I thank you as a human of this area for a long time, much like I do Monty and Gary and Coach. Hell of a show today, man.
Appreciate it, man. And I mean, just like we did today, we reminisced and talked about some great times. I have a friend of mine, Kevin Robinson. He hit me and his dad, Eloy Robinson, who was the third black player to sign with the Cardinals, passed away on January 21st. They're going to be having this funeral come up. I just want to send my condolences out to the Robinson family and make sure they understand this young man started playing at 14 years old professional baseball, okay?
That's
for the Homestead Grays. And then at 18 years old, he signed with the Cardinals. He was in the league for a long time, passed away at 91 years old. But, Kevin, do exactly what we did today. Reminisce about the good times and always remember those, and great things will always be there for you, brother. My prayers goes out to you.
Thoughts and prayers to the Robinson family. Stay right here. Grant and Danny have Frank Herzog, Joe Jacoby, Mark Schlereth, and Super Bowl 26 MVP Mark Rippon at 6 p.m. Thank you all for listening today. Thank you to all our guests, Joe Gibbs, Gary Clark, David Aldridge, Jimmy Johnson, Monty Coleman. Thank you to everybody that called in. Hell of a day. If you made it this far, I owe you a beer.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.